Torn Space Theater Company is bringing another of its site-specific productions to Silo City over the next two weekends. Artistic director Dan Shanahan stopped by our studios to talk about the production, They Kill Things.
It's a great mysterious title, isn't it? The question is, who is they and what are the things? We were introduced to a new space on Silo City. It's the Malt House. And the downstairs floor of the Malt House is a horse stable and a processing plant. The ground floor has been used in by many individuals, and the public has been able to have access to it. What's unique about this particular space, though, are the upper floors. And our project will reveal these upper floors really for the first time to the public.
When I think of our conversations over the last two summers, it was 2 years ago, motion picture.
Correct.
The indelible image that I recall, the helicopter.
Yes.
Last year, storehouse, the indelible image that I recall, boxers up at the top of the American silo, if I'm right, or American warehouse. What about it this year?
We have we're staging a ballet between two white vans and a 1950 Ford tractor. And that, I think, would be one of our indelible images.
Not going to limit yourself.
And not going to limit ourselves. We are working with other community partners as well on this project, like we have in the past. We're working with blacksmithers who will be on site constructing an effigy throughout the process. We're working with gospel singers, step dancers, maypole dancer, and the list continues.
From where do these ideas emerge?
For the particular site-specific work, I think it really comes from the space itself. And once we get a good sense of what the building is, what the architecture is, then we're able to start to develop our images. The other thing I think that's of interesting note is that we are trying to cultivate essentially a mythology that we're working with of our own devise between these site-specific projects. So you will start to see lots of sort of recycled or fractured images that we've created in the past, and they reappear in different incarnations in this project.
They Kill Things will feature over 60 performers. The scope of the production and the limitations of the space allow for only 200 patrons to attend each show. So Shanahan advises advanced ticket purchases. That information can be found at TornSpaceTheater.com. Comfortable shoes and denim outerwear are also encouraged. The shows go on, rain or shine, this weekend, the 13th through the 15th, and next weekend, August 20th through the 22nd.
In the years that we've been working at the Grain Elevators, which is now, this will be our fourth year, it's really spectacular to see the different energy that's being created in that area, the development that's happening.
As you mentioned, the energy around Silo City, you aren't producing the only site-specific ventures there.
You know, because we have been working with site-specific theater for quite some time and other sites as well, I do think that we offer a really unique approach to what is site-specific performance. And again, it really draws upon the architecture that we're working with, the scope of our community projects, community partners that we're working with. And I think it just gives us a really sort of interesting approach to the process.
Dan Shanahan of Torn Space Theater, thank you very much for joining us.
It's always a pleasure, Jay. Thank you very much.